In your face. I am thrilled to have Ben McCallum, the playwright, in the studio to chat about The Placeholder, which is happening for Midsummer. Ben, it is a joy to meet you. Welcome.
Fantastic. Thank you for having me, James.
Tell us about your extraordinary production.
Well, I've got the best people around this project, but I'm going to tell you a little bit about how it started. So I'm from Bendigo, regional area, had an idea that I wanted to see a show a bit like a Steel Magnolias, but Australian, where there were some really meaty roles for sort of middle-aged women or older. And I was part of the Midsummer Pathways program, which is for queer artists who are disabled. And I got a mentor in Kate Mulvaney, the playwright and actor. And she heard about this idea and she said, "You've got to do it." Called The Placeholder. A group of six women get together regularly to celebrate their friend Barb, who's died of breast cancer. And this friendship group is impacted by one of the characters advising that they're going to transition right on the eve of the marriage equality debate. So there's lots going on.
How autobiographical is it?
Well, there's definitely things brought from my experience as a trans man. Part of my experience of transitioning, but it is a fiction. So our main character, Nick, experiences things that I did when I transitioned 21 years ago, but also I've brought things in from other trans mask people I know in the community. But definitely one of the things is some of the characters, some of the other women in the play are drawn from my life experience of women who really backed me, who saw me and who were my chosen family when my family weren't there for me. So it is a bit of a love letter to these women who were there beside me and travelled alongside me at a time that was quite stressful for me, you know, changing my outsides to fit my insides.
It sounds incredibly intense on stage. Tell us a little bit about the emotional intensity.
Well, look, it is definitely, and I would say, you know, bring a couple of tissues, but one of the things that people find surprising when they see a bit of the rehearsal or whatever is how funny it is. And one thing for me is I think that bringing people together through laughter, you're only a heartbeat away from making them cry or feel together. So that's really important. So there is a lot of funny stuff, but it is hard-hitting and compelling as well.
Tell us about your cast.
Well, I'm absolutely blessed by the cast that I've got. So we've got Meredith Rogers, Michelle Pereira, Rebecca Bauer, Bridget Gallagher, Oliver Ayres, who's our trans mask actor. He's fantastic. And Alessandra Merlo. I could not be more pleased. It's a pinch myself, especially as a new playwright, to have this caliber of cast.
Wow. So this is your first play.
This is my first, you know, professional production. I've done a one-man show where I, you know, carried and did all the hats, wore all the hats. And it's been interesting to hand this over to Katan Potofsky, who's the director, amazing director, and this amazing cast and designers to do this play. So, yeah.
How has the play changed since you've commenced rehearsals?
Well, I think one of the things and the lesson that I've learned as a playwright is handing it over to the actors who are now inhabiting the characters and bringing parts of themselves and their experiences to it. So what's on the page is one thing, and then you have these amazing actors that just absolutely bring them to life. So I think what you find, it's a kitchen table sort of setting, and what you'll find is as an audience, you're sitting amongst these people and you'll recognise them. You'll recognise characters, you know, brothers, sisters, you know, aunties, neighbours, mothers in these characters. And it is interesting to hand it over and see that it does change, but it does change for the better.
It sounds like there's a really strong element of chosen family in this play.
Yeah, it is definitely about that. And I think people can forget that for the LGBTIQ community, that the need for a chosen family at times is a lifesaver. You know, if you don't have that chosen family, you can feel really adrift. And this is the important thing, even about allyship. So it may not end up being your chosen family, but friends and allies that stick by you and understand that, you know, transitioning, particularly if you go the route of medically and, physically changing, that it can be everything you think about for the first, you know, 12 months or 2 years. And that's partly what the placeholder is about. This journey, oh, I hate to use the word journey. Anyway, this this timeline of our main character, Nick, traveling from first telling the group that he's going to transition and all the things that, you know, the ups and downs that they experience and the questions they have. They look inwardly at their own identities, how they relate in terms of their sexuality and their sense of feminism and what it is to be a woman.
It sounds incredibly relatable, which is a really clever way to write, because you're dealing with some tough issues personally, but you're doing it in a way that lots of people can relate to. It shows a human face and it brings people on board. I wouldn't be surprised if you're sitting in the audience and you can really see how you've brought people along with you.
Yeah, I think, as I said, certainly at the very beginning, there's lots of laughs and that makes people feel comfortable and go, oh, I know a person like this. This is the sort of conversation I might have with my friends. But then it allows people to sit with topics that are perhaps a bit difficult because they can relate to the characters. This is not some other experience or other thing far beyond their experience. These are people that you would work with or have in your family.
Would you love to take the play to Bendigo, where you're from?
Oh, absolutely. That would be the next best, you know, the next step. I would like to see it travel regionally. It is a regional story. So as opposed to a queer story set in the suburbs, it is about the differences. Like, even in a town the size of Bendigo, 100,000, it can still feel like a small place. I know that when I first told my workplace that I was trans, there was a sense now that everybody knows. Now, of course, that's not true, but it was in a sense that everybody who knew me at work then told somebody. So there was a sense I wasn't a secret anymore. I wasn't just going to walk down the street and not be noticed. People noticed that I was trans.
I could really see this play at the Bendigo Pride Festival. Is that something that you think could happen? Because it would be such a great fit.
Yeah, well, the Bendigo Pride Festival have certainly supported me in my journey to get here as a playwright. So I would love to bring it back, you know, maybe in 2027 or 2028 and have it at the Bendigo Pride Festival.
Have you been along at rehearsals?
Yes, I've actually just come from rehearsals now, which is the most exciting thing, to be sort of wearing the playwright's hat, but also the audience's hat, because I'm at the point where it's not my baby anymore. It's the cast's baby. And they take care of it like a baby with such care. They really want to express the things that I've written on the page, but through their lens, with all their experiences as women or trans men in the case of Oliver.
Tell us what it was like today when you were at rehearsals.
There's the excitement of this is only the 27th is when it opens in a preview, so it's not far away. There's this excitement of I can't wait to see this and the set at 45 downstairs. And then there's the nervousness, like I am a pacing father in a waiting room waiting for the baby to be born. And Katan is my midwife and the cast are there to bring this baby to life. So it's a mixture of excitement and trepidation and oh, I hope this is okay.
Did you see anything today in rehearsals that was a surprise to you, a revelation?
Oh, yes. You think you write something on the page and it's perfectly clear what it means. And there can be many interpretations of that. So, yes, today in the rehearsal, there was a scene that the cast had seen it a different way. And it was better, if anything I can say. So it's hard to explain, but it's just wonderful to have people inhabit the characters and go and make it come alive. So yeah, that was really exciting today.
Without giving too much away, what was that issue about? What was the topic that they saw a different way to how it was written?
Yeah, that's a difficult one. So we have kind of, our characters are representing people in our community, and I mean broadly the community, not the queer community, and just getting that balance of people asking questions and being intrusive, that, you know, that's a really hard thing that anyone on the LGBTIQ community can relate to, but particularly trans and gender diverse, sort of those intrusive questions. What is genuine question to help me get to know this person better, and which is morbid curiosity? And just in general life, you know, something like a healthcare professional might ask. I get a question all the time, which is, how did your parents deal with you transitioning? And coming from a healthcare provider, it's like, that doesn't help you mend my knee or my throat or give me the medication I need. So it was just around how these characters negotiate questions, and is it intrusive or is it caring?
Wow. Okay. So you feel like a trailblazer as a trans male playwright that's kind of, you know, also kind of a lot of responsibility on the shoulders being an educator as well.
Yeah. And one thing I want to be clear about, that this, I'm not trying to be preachy here. I'm presenting a story, a conversation that people will relate to, and hopefully they come away going, okay, well, I have just witnessed the experience of one trans mask person's life and their transition. I don't represent every trans mask person, as Oliver doesn't either, but it just gives a glimpse. I know, I really like the saying that if you really knew a gay person or a trans person in real life, it would be difficult to keep their rights from them, to withhold rights if you actually knew them. And for those people who, for whatever reason, don't know a trans person, and that may be that they don't realize they do, they're meeting one in this play, and they're meeting one in a safe setting. So, yeah.
I really wish listeners could see you right now, because when you were just talking, and you still are, you're incredibly animated, both in your expressions but also in your eyes. I mean, it must feel great talking about this production.
It is really great, and it gives me the hugest buzz to watch those incredible professional actors bringing this work to life.
So what's next for you on the playwriting front?
I do have a couple of other plays that I'd like to work with, but probably it is going on a regional tour to get the funding and to go ahead with that. And I'd love to work with these people all over again. So I hope that they're available if we do go on tour.
Because that's the challenge, isn't it? The funding. Like, these productions just don't, you know, emerge out of thin air, no. You know. How difficult has it been for you on that front?
Well, 2025 was basically grant writing. I think I wrote 4 grants with the help of other people. And anyone that's ever had a project or arts project that they've applied for grants will understand how difficult it is. At a time where you're wanting to refine the play, you're actually doing the grant writing part, which is, you know, people say, well, you're a writer, surely you can write a grant. It's like, it's not the same thing.
Absolutely. Well, the placeholder is happening at 45 Downstairs in the city. There is a preview on the 27th and the 28th
That's
of
correct.
January. Yep. And shows start on the 29th right through to the 8th of February, Tuesday to Saturday.
Yep.
Playwright Ben McCallan, it has been a joy to meet you.
Thank you very much. And it's Midsummer Presents, so it's part of the Midsummer Festival, and they've been incredible in supporting me through the last 3 years of getting to this. So yeah, get along. You can get your tickets either through Midsummer Festival page or 45 Downstairs.
Beautiful. Can't wait to see it. Thanks for popping in.
Thanks, James.
3CR. In Your Face would like to thank Thorn Harbour Health for their sponsorship of this program. Thorn Harbour Health envisions a future where our LGBTIQ plus communities and people living with HIV are healthy and live safely with dignity and well-being. To find out more, search for Thorn Harbour Health online.